Good morning, listeners. It's time for another installment of The Podcast with me, your host, Dr. Dank.
Dr. Dank is not a real doctor. It is a pseudonym chosen to protect the identity of the author of the column. The Courier does not advocate the use of marijuana or any illegal substance. Under current state law, possession is illegal in Texas and punishable with prison time and fines.
This week we're chatting about Texas and marijuana. And it's actually good news, listeners. I promise. I know. Texas doing something good with marijuana seems unreal. But something did actually happen that's a step in the token direction. Medical marijuana has finally taken root and sprouted in Texas. On September 1st, the Texas Department of Public Safety licensed the first company to grow marijuana with low levels of THC and high amounts of cannabidiol, or CBD. Now, this is for epilepsy patients after two federally approved drugs have failed them. Now, I know this probably isn't the news you wanted to hear, but a step in the right direction is better than no step at all, right? Right? No, seriously, I'm asking. Senate Bill 339, also known as the Texas Compassionate Use Program, was signed into law in 2015 by Governor Greg Abbott. Suffice to say, they've kind of been dragging their heels to even do this small step. Advocates for true marijuana legalization say the Compassionate Use Program has too many limitations to even truly offer assistance to those who it's meant to help, and that it's too inclusive for those that it can help, when there are plenty of Texans that could benefit from aid that marijuana provides, like myself. Anyway, companies licensed under the bill must pay a startup fee of $400,000 for the license itself and a renewal fee of $300,000 every 2 years. Holy that's a ton of money. So, Consortium Texas is the first company to receive its license to grow medical marijuana in Texas, with two other companies, Sertera Texas and Compassionate Cultivation, soon to follow, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and the Texas Tribune. Well, I believe CBD will help us soothe a lot of our ailments. I think Texans need to band together in acceptance of medical marijuana if we want to see any further progress with it. At least in time for that Willie Nelson concert I'm going to. But at least this is something in the movement of progress. And, you know, hopefully legalization here in Texas will be here sooner than we know it. That's it for this week's installment of the podcast. Dr. Dank signing out.